Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
What trifling sacrifices he asks of us. Christ Jesus, being in very nature God, made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Philippians 2:5-7. At your annual job review, your employer praises you for your outstanding work, but instead of the promotion you had hoped for, he demotes you so that others might receive promotions. How do you react? Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, willingly demoted himself to take a servant's role, God condescending to become a man so that sinners might be promoted to heaven. With J. Hudson Taylor, consider the humility of Christ. Walk with J. Hudson Taylor, English founder of the China Inland Mission, in the 1800s. Let us reflect on what he gave up on leaving heaven's throne to be cradled in a manger. Having filled all things and wielded omnipotence, he became a feeble infant and was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Being the loved one of the Father, never unappreciated, never misunderstood, and always receiving the ceaseless adoration of the hierarchies of heaven, he became a despised Nazarene, misunderstood even by his followers, suspected by those whom he came to bless, rejected by those who owed him their very being and whose salvation he had come to seek. Finally, he was mocked and spit upon, crucified and slain with thieves and outlaws. Will any brother or sister in Christ reflect on this and yet hesitate to make the trifling sacrifices he asks us to make? Today's New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
Philippians 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Being like Christ means thinking like Christ. Philippians 2 verse 5. But when he came from heaven, he wasn't thinking of himself. He was thinking of others. Loss of privilege and setting aside of power meant little if by that he might save the objects of his love. Would you be willing to volunteer for a similar demotion? Think carefully before you respond. He may take you at your word.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.